Ian Grant, Computer Weekly. Can you tell us what the financial liability is with respect to CSC and to BT?
What do you mean by that, sorry? How much are the contracts worth?
Exactly.
Can I look it up, do you mind? Because I'll get it wrong and then you'll quote me and
please,
say...
Please do.
You'll say, Christine Connolly said this and she was out by a penny and a half and that's a really bad thing, which is fair. But, so in terms of the BT contract, so what we have with BT before we moved into this new world, overall, the LSP element of the contract for London and the work that they have in the South is £1.5 billion, and we would see that coming down by 100 million. With CSC, the LSP contract is worth just over 3 billion for CSC.
And how much do you expect that to reduce by?
Well, where we are in terms of that overall amount that we see coming down, that will come out of what we do with our suppliers and what we do internally. So it's not all coming from the suppliers, there's a fair amount to come from ourselves. We are in discussion still with CSC, and completing those discussions depends upon their delivery of Lorenzo 1.9. So while we are assuming that is successful, and then creating a structure for the contract moving forward for that change, we would expect that reduction to be of the order of £500 million.
Oh, your press office was saying £200 million earlier today and £500 million from local costs.
There is £500 million from local costs, but there's an extra £200 million at the centre compared to the numbers that the previous administration announced in December. So if we just start with, we have £12.7 billion. I'm going to write this down, it's been a very long day. £12.7 billion. The previous administration announced an expectation in terms of their budget review, a target for us to reduce by £600 million. Yeah?
Yeah.
Which takes you to 12.1. Then we announced today another £700 million coming out of that, which takes you to the 11.4. Yeah? And that initial £600 million included £100 million from BT, included £200 million from our internal costs, and £300 million from CSC. That new £700 million includes another £200 million from CSC, and £500 million from local costs. Okay? Which means when you take it together, the total that we expect from CSC is £500 million, of the order of that. Need to be clear that that is currently under negotiation and is not yet agreed. We're having very constructive discussions with our suppliers.
You mentioned that the negotiations are partly dependent on the deployment of Lorenzo 1.9,
yeah.
Success with that. What are you kind of deeming as success now? Obviously the deadline wasn't met at the end of March. How are you defining that?
So in terms of the contracts that we have with CSC, we had an agreed set of dates for the Lorenzo Release 1.9 early adopters. Those dates have been missed. Under those contracts, CSC have to give us a remediation plan, and then we expect them to hit that remediation plan. We will use all the remedies available to us under the contract. So we're clear on what the contract says success looks like. And that means essentially the trust signing off and saying that the deployment has been successful.
And how many trusts need to do that?
So the early adopter programme, yeah, for release 1.9, there was Bury, yeah, Morecambe Bay, yeah, Pennine Care and Birmingham Women's. And so CSC have to be successful in those places for us to get past the early adopter release key milestone in, for 1.9.
Can you give a date on those yet, when they're meant to get positive?
No, CSC are still to provide us with the mediation plans. We then will not unreasonably reject those plans, but we need to see those plans from CSC and check them and say, yes, that's achievable, okay?
Do you know when you expect to have the remediation plan?
They are in discussion with us about the remediation plan. And if you think back to where we were before in London under the Royal Free, we were very clear that we would not move forward if we thought the product didn't fully operate inside the trust. So it's not that we just want to rush through and get these things happening. It is very important that the environments get stable in Bury and in Morecambe Bay before we move into future deployments.